You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What does it mean to lay our lives down to serve God? Learn more in week 5 of Dare to Believe.
We have been going through a series the past 5 Sundays now. The series is entitled Dare to Believe. And today is the last installment of our series. And this series really is all about faith, okay, daring to grow in our faith. In this series, we hope that we will bring our faith to the next level, okay, that we will be more courageous, that we will be bolder this year in what we want to believe God based on His promises, based on His Word, okay. So, and if you have been a Christian for some time now and you have been believing God for some things, we hope that this year will be a year of even greater breakthroughs for you, greater experience and encounter with God, that you will not hold back no matter what the challenges are, no matter what problems that may come your way to hinder you in your faith. We hope and pray that all the more you will be stirred up in your faith. Okay, so in this series, we have been looking at ordinary men and women, okay, in the Old Testament, who have displayed such audacious kind of faith. So when we say audacious faith, it means a bold, daring, and courageous display of faith in God. All right. So the past weeks, we have talked about faith to be delivered. We look at Jehoshaphat and how the Lord delivered him when five kings were attacking him left and right, front and back. And even though he was king, he had fear in his heart that he cried out to the Lord for deliverance, to escape a sure defeat. And the Lord spoke to him and promised him that he will deliver him. Okay, so God did. All they need to do was to be there, to show up, and to praise the Lord their God. And when they did that, when they obeyed, God delivered them. And then we talk about having faith to declare even the things that are impossible. And rightly so, okay? Because what is impossible to us is possible to God. Nothing is impossible with God. And we look at Joshua when he waged war as they were claiming the promised land that God is giving them as they were going out to occupy the land. They were at war with three kings who were really there to stop them in being able to enter the promised land. So Joshua declared, okay, an amazing confession of who God is, all right? Something that was impossible for him. Something that was so impossible, only God can do. He declared that sun would stand still, all right, so that they can continue to avenge the victory, execute the victory that God has for them. And so what an amazing sight, okay? So, and we believe that it wasn't just a fable story. We believe it is a testimony of how God is willing to listen to the faith, okay, of any man trusting in what is impossible or possible for him to do. And then we talk about Caleb, okay, faith to conquer. Caleb, even though he was an old man, he recognized that it was God who kept him alive after many years of receiving a promise from God. He recognized that at that very moment, God spared his life and God gave him a supernatural strength. Na kung ano yung lakas niya when he was 40 years old, he had the same strength and tenacity to conquer lands, to claim the inheritance that Moses promised him. And so he went and he conquered and he occupied the promised land that God gave him. And last week, last Sunday, we talked about having faith to claim. Ito naman ay regarding women. Wala silang kapatid na lalaki, okay, and yung father nila namatay. They were kind of like being displaced, no? Of where they're supposed to be because They were not supposed to receive an inheritance, okay, a land. But they had a faith. They appealed to God's mercy and grace. Not just to the law, but they appealed to God's mercy that they claimed the inheritance of their father. Kasi yung father nila, may inheritance talaga na dapat kasama. Kaso namatay yung father, and now they were about to enter the promised land. And because his father had no sons, then wala silang place, right, to be able to call theirs as a family group. And yet, God was pleased to give them the inheritance of their father, okay? Even though they were women, because they have no capacity to defend their land if armies would come. Kasi nga, women sila, no? But they had that audacious faith to claim God's inheritance for their fathers. Today, we're gonna look at, okay, the last installment of this series about having faith to serve. And we're going to look at three of David's mighty men and how they demonstrate such an audacious faith to serve, right? Specifically, David, okay, which later on turned out they were serving something greater, right? So if you're ready to receive God's word today, please stand on your feet, okay, and let's give reverence to the word of God as we read it. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 13 to 17. Let me read. And three of the 30 chief men went down and came about harvest time to David at the cave of Adullam, when a band of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then at Bethlehem. And David said longingly, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate." Then the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and carried and brought it to David. But he would not drink of it. He poured it out to the Lord and said, "Far be it from me, O Lord, that should I do this? Shall I drink the blood of the men who went at the risk of their lives?" Therefore he would not drink it. These things the three mighty men did. Let us pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, speak to us, Lord, today. Minister to us. Holy Spirit, allow us to receive an understanding of your word, Lord God, that it may build us up in our faith, Lord. God, we welcome your truth here today. Let your good, pleasing, and perfect will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Thank you. May you go ahead and have a seat. Many years ago, probably about 20 years ago, I was very young, and I had an opportunity to lead a team of 9 people to go to Latvia, formerly Soviet Union, part of Soviet Union, to go to Latvia and encourage a newly birthed church there, a church that was birthed by Filipinos. Pastor Jonathan leading a team of about 11, kasama po doon si Pastor Mark, no? And they went to Latvia and birthed a church there, okay, by the grace of God. A year after, we were kind of like the second wave. We were sent to encourage the church there. And I was leading that team, okay, a team of 9 people. Now, problem was, there was no consulate office here in the Philippines, okay, walang for Latvia, kasi it became an independent nation after Soviet Union collapsed. Naging independent nation siya, and then wala pa tayong consulate office dito, okay? So, pero meron tayong presentation doon, no? Wala nga lang silang representation dito sa atin. So, we have to go by way of Moscow, right, to go to Latvia. And from Moscow, take a train that will bring us around 10 hours, okay, from Moscow to Latvia. So that's what we did. After raising up money and support for airfare and everything, surely it was clear to us that God was sending us, okay? It's our confirmation. We have the money to go. So, but then when we applied for a visa here, okay, for to stay in Russia to get a visa to Latvia, okay? So, dalawang visa yung kailangan namin. Visa for Moscow, and then visa for Russia. So, dito namin kukunin yung visa sa Moscow. But then they would refuse to give us parang safe number of days. Because our purpose was to only apply for a visa to Latvia, they gave us only 4 days to stay in Moscow just to get the visa. So 4 days. So that was quite a challenge. Okay, so we flew in this day when we arrived in Russia, in Moscow. It was already late at night. Okay, nagamit na namin yung isang araw. And then, for some reason, malapang masyadong internet that time, okay, kulang sa research, we found out that the next day was a holiday. It was a big holiday in entire Russia. Alright, so it was an 800 celebration of something. All of the government offices are closed. Tanggalan na kagad kami ng 2 days. The day after that holiday, we went early morning, okay, with our interpreters from Latvia also, who speaks Russian. They went with us, and we went ahead, filed an application for our visa, and we waited. And then later in the afternoon, news came that we were denied of our visa to enter Latvia. Can you imagine that? This is the third day, and the day after this will be the last day. We kind of like disappointed, and yet we are fully convinced that we have to be in Latvia. There is no way we're going to go back to the Philippines after raising, okay, thousands of pesos to go to Latvia. To stay there for at least supposed to be 2 months. But hindi kami umabot ng 2 months. Okay, yung binigay na visa sa amin, para mga 40 days lang. Third day, we were denied visa to Latvia. And so we felt like, hey, this is, we need to persist. We need to do something daring in our faith. And so as a leader, I declared a fast. I said, we're not gonna eat until we got that visa. So we prayed the whole night. We prayed and fasted, worshiped God, and sought the Lord, and really cried out to God, okay, to open favor for us. So the next day, we went back to the consulate office, all of us, okay? We forced our way in, kasi interpreter lang nauna, but we decided to stay inside and not leave the office. Para kami nag-welga doon, you know? Not leave the office. Hindi naman kami ng gulo, okay? But we decided, and mukha kami mga gutom, okay? Pagod. Wala pa kaming kinain, kasi nga, fasting. I don't know if that was really a wise call, no? From me. But we waited, and before lunch, they told us that, you know, they're not going to give us any visa. Right? And so, we just stay there, lunch, okay? Nagsara yung office. Okay? And nandun lang kami sa labas. Nung nagbukas, pasok ulit kami. Okay? So, and then we waited for that visa. We wanted and we needed that visa. We explained to them everything. Okay, wala kaming tinago. Okay, so, and then, till finally, just before 5 p.m., just before they closed, they give us visa. So, dali-dali kami umuwi sa hotel, okay, checked out from the hotel, pack our bags, and we have to get that train, that 6 o'clock train, right, so that we can be, hopefully, okay, some miracle, be out of Russia before our visa expires. But unfortunately, around 3 in the morning, okay, nasa border pa lang kami ng Russia and Latvia. Okay, so the guards were in our room, all of us, 9 people. Okay, we were, okay, talagang pagod kami, no? Gutom at saka talaga. And the guard was questioning us through the interpreter. And ang usapan, no one will speak any English, okay? Alas, ngiti lang kami. And then, Tagalog, usap kami. Nagsasalita kami ng Tagalog, okay? So, until about 45 minutes, okay, talagang pinapalabas kami, pinapababa kami ng train. Okay, ito, nagpe-pray na yung interpreter kasi sabi niya, naku, talagang ikukulong daw tayo. Okay, they will treat us like potatoes. Okay, so, ngiti lang ha, wala ka. So, it's one of the most daring things that in my experience in missions. Okay, so, and we refused to go down. Nandun lang kami sa bed. And, okay, we talk Filipino. Okay, so, and then finally, okay, siguro napagod. Kasi gusto niya, papalusutin lang kami if we will give $100 each. And there's no way we're going to give that $100 because the money that we have is for the church, not for these soldiers, these corrupt soldiers. Okay, so, and so ngiti lang kami until finally, okay, so talagang yung train, okay, tagal naghintay dahil sa amin and we refuse to go down. Okay, and yung Russian, okay, nagmamakaawa. Okay, parang, titingnan mo naman ito, mukhang mga ewan. Pagpasensyan mo na, okay? Sinasabi niya sa amin, no? Nakangiti lang kami, alright? So, and then finally, okay, they let us go. And about 8 in the morning, we were in Latvia. And the church came, welcomed us and greeted us. And they were praying for us the whole night. Those are some of the daring, adventurous faith that I have experienced at a young age, okay, leading a team to encourage our church in missions. Okay, and you know, I believe that sometimes in our life, okay, God will bring us into a place wherein it is so challenging for us that really the only option that we have is to cry out to God, that we would dare cry out to God for help and deliver us and help us. Even though our intention was really to serve God's purpose, sometimes, okay, things happen that we are being hindered to do that. Thus, we need to be daring in our faith to keep on believing and trusting in God. And that's what these three mighty men of David did. Okay? They did a very daring act in the name of service to their leader, David, right? Who was at that time not yet a king, but a wanted man, even though he was anointed and prophesied that he will be king of Israel after Saul. Okay, so these three mighty men, who are these men? Okay, where did they come from? What kind of situations that made them to become such mighty men? You will be surprised as we look at this, you know, who these men are. Perhaps we can relate with these men. If we go to 1 Samuel chapter 22, okay, David, the scripture tells us, okay, the situation where David was in, that he was hiding, a fugitive, he was in caves, okay, he was struggling and desperate for his freedom. And then not only for him, then came 400 men. Okay, sabi po dun sa scripture, no? David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. Verse 2, all those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him. You know what kind of men these three mighty men were? They were in distress. They were in debt. Some of them, they were discontented in life. In other words, they were not the ideal kind of a noble man that you can think, you know, as warriors. This is where they were coming from. Distress, in debt, discontented. But they gathered around David, and David became their commander. About 400 men were with him. Okay, so, tawag dyan, no? Men in 3D. Distress, in debt, at saka discontented. Okay, so you can just imagine, okay, if you have a bunch of, you know, followers, okay, an army, all right, of discontented people, distressed and are in debt. May mga utang, okay, hinahabol ng mga amo, sinisingil. Okay, so, wow, what an army, isn't it? Parang hindi victory, parang problema okay, ang haharapin ni David sa mga tao ito. And yet, in spite of where they were coming from, they were able to do amazing things. And you know, sometimes God allows situations in our life simply because those situations God will use to bring forth great potentials in us so that we can begin to see that we can do more than just being distressed in this life, that we could have more than just being in debt. That we could really have a sense of purpose than just being discontented. God sometimes in our lives allows us seasons that we do not understand, that brings forth pain in our lives. It's simply because God wants to grow us. God wants to strengthen our faith. And then out of that process, that season, He will gain glory and honor through the work that He's going to do in us. So from being distressed, in debt, and discontent or discontented, God turned them to become mighty men of David and used them mightily. Sabi po ni Rick Warren, ito yung sabi ni Rick Warren, no? God always uses imperfect people. How many of you here are, you believe you're an imperfect person? Alright, okay, marami-marami din. Yung iba, okay, so perfect pa sila, okay? So, okay, but God always uses imperfect people in imperfect situations to accomplish His perfect will. You know, I believe that God's will for us is good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect. The ultimate will for us, God's will for us, is good, pleasing, and perfect. Yet there are, again, there are that seasons that God allows us to go so that we can come out of that situation better, okay, stronger, more established in our faith. We have greater encounter with God. Now, how did these three mighty men display their audacious faith to serve David and to serve God's purpose? I believe these men really were convinced that God spoke to David, that David will be king. And so their hearts were set to really serve not just David as king, but to really serve the purpose of God, that it shall be fulfilled. So how did they display their audacious faith to serve? Number one, they simply saw an opportunity to serve. They saw an opportunity to serve. So when David said longingly, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem." Okay, that is by the gate. I'm not sure kung nagpaparinig siya. Okay, so parang, "Oh, that someone would..." Parang napapanig. We're not really sure. Okay, how did these three men heard about this? And maaring na these men were just really so loyal and faithful to David that they always are staying close to David to protect David. And probably David, sarap sigurong minom ng tubig sa ano. Parang pabulong lang siguro. And then they heard it. Perhaps, di ba? And then they saw that as an opportunity to serve their leader. What an amazing faith. What an amazing spirit. Perhaps, hindi natin alam, kung tatlo talisan lang kanina, baka yung isa lang doon, narinig niya, and sinabi niya doon sa dalawa, "You know what? I heard David, I heard our master, longing to drink. Let's go and get this. This is an opportunity to serve him." So they did. They did something. They saw an opportunity. But they didn't just see an opportunity, they did something. And that's the second thing that we see in how they displayed their audacious faith to serve, is that, you know, they accepted the challenge together. Not just one, but they came together and accepted the challenge. Why? Because they knew there was risk involved in this opportunity. They knew there is a price to pay in this opportunity that are presented before them to serve their leader. And yet, they made the decision, they took the challenge. And really, verse 16 tells us, "Then the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and carried and brought it to David." You know what this is telling us? They broke enemy lines. Okay? There were enemies at the gates. Pag sinabi mong gate, gates are heavily guarded. How many of you watched that movie, ano? Enemy at the Gates? Diba yung mga sniper? Kasi that is where people come in and go out. So heavily guarded talaga yung gates, no? And nandun yung well. They broke through that just so that they can serve their David. It was such a challenging feat. But they were willing to risk their lives. They were willing to give it all. You know, sometimes, even though we want to serve God with our time, with our treasures, with our talents, sometimes there are some hindrances. There are hindrances to our time. There are hindrances to our own availability, okay, our own resources to deliver. But my prayer is that even as there are challenges or hindrances that comes, that really we will all the more be strengthened in our faith. That we will all the more be courageous to not take the hindrance. Eh, wala talaga. I tried. Nag-try ako eh. Pero wala talaga. Hindi, okay lang. Okay? Parang masaya ka eh, no? Na hindi talaga natuloy. But these people persist. These men persisted. They're not gonna take no for an answer. No matter how challenging it is. I hope and pray that, you know, there will always be challenges that comes our way. Challenges, especially when we begin to set our hearts to serve God. How many of you have experienced that already in your life? Di ba? Parang when you surrender your life to God, okay, and you're excited about God's forgiveness in your life, and you shared it to your friends, parang murang inabot mo sa friends. Na-accuse ka pa na self-righteous. Kala mo kung sino ka, adik ka rin dati, okay, pa-preach-preach ka pa dyan. Nag-share ka ng testimony mo sa family mo, right? Na-persecute ka, pinagbawalan ka na ngayon. Hindrance. Especially when we want to serve God. But I pray that instead of us shrinking back, that we would all the more be courageous, be daring in our faith. Because there will always be hindrance. There will always be challenges. And that's what being audacious in our faith is all about. We take the challenge. We serve God anyway. The question is, will you take the challenge? Will you dare to serve God this year? Come on now. Would you dare to really just use your talents and resources? And yes, there will be hindrance. Yes, there will be challenges. But will you persist anyway in serving God? You know, I just want to appreciate all of our volunteers who are here right now. The music team, the stage managers, the tech people, okay? Our ushers and security. Can we just give them a round of applause? Thank you so much, right, for serving. I know in my heart, looking at you, some of you really have grown in your faith. I know, I could see, I can hear testimonies that many of our volunteers really have become stronger and deeper in their walk with God. So there is a challenge. There is an opportunity. But will we accept the challenge? You know, the other thing that we see, these three mighty men, when their audacious faith was displayed, is that their act of service resulted in worship to God. Could you imagine that? Their act of service. It was originally done for David, but in the end, it resulted in worship to God. Verse 16, in the last sentence, but he would not drink it, he poured it out to the Lord. The act of pouring out by David was actually an act of worship. He was pouring out what these people did and have sacrificed. He poured it out to the Lord. You know why? David said, far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of the men who went at the risk of their lives? David was humble enough, was a good example of a true servant and a true worshiper, that he didn't want to take all of the credit and the glory. David knew and understand that such service, such audacious faith, such willingness to risk life and sacrifice, only God deserves. No man deserves it. And I believe that if we take an opportunity and make a decision to serve God, even though we're serving God through the church and through people, God is glorified and God is honored with that. It becomes worship to us. You see, they intended at first to honor their leader, David. Yet in the end, they ended up honoring the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know these three mighty men? Nobody knew who they are. There were 30 men listed among the greats. Yet even those top three mighty, you know, exploits, the Bible wrote there, he is not one of the three. Pinakamalupit na feat. Ibig sabihin, malupit pa talaga ito. Kakaiba talaga itong tatlong to. And yet, nobody knew who they really are. And perhaps it wasn't because for self-recognition. It wasn't because, you know, to get the glory. But you know what's amazing? Even though we do not know who these men really were, yet God recorded their acts. God took notice, God remembered, and God recorded it in His book. And thousands of years now, we read their story. That's how honored God was with what these three mighty men did. Because true service will always bring glory and honor to God. David was an example of that. He was a faithful servant of the Lord and a worshiper. He channeled their sacrifice, not to himself, but he channeled it to God. Because really, it's all about God. All of those ministries that are available for us today, opportunity for us to serve, really, they are opportunity to serve God. Not victory. Victory simply is the instrument that God used to serve him. So these three mighty men, their act of service really became worship to God. And I want us to understand that, okay, we say they are three mighty men, okay? You may say, but I'm not that mighty, you know, I'm not that talented, I'm not that courageous, I haven't really accomplished much. But you know what? That's not really the whole point. Okay, imagine this way. How many of you here love pizza? Okay, you like pizza? Anyone? Okay. Parang gutom eh. Yeah, pizza, yes. Okay, so me and my family, okay, we are pizza lovers. But imagine, okay, you ordered a pizza, called a pizza shop, okay, ordered. Imagine mo na, okay, so pepperoni with, you know, mozzarella cheese and all this, okay, so with green pepper and all that. And then it was delivered right in front of your door, okay, and the delivery man was holding it without any box. Just holding the pizza, okay? So, mainit-init pa umusok yung mantika nung pepper, talagang tumutulo pa yung cheese, okay? So, what do you think will your first reaction would be? Okay, would you? Oh, there's a pizza, yeah, let's go eat it. What do you think? Oh, nasan yung box? You would ask, bakit parang ganun lang na dineliver, hawak kamay, okay? Bakit hindi naka-box? I have here a pizza box. Sorry ha, walang laman. But you know, if that happens, definitely you would ask and question and wonder, you would demand for a box, isn't it? You would demand a pizza in a box. Tama po ba? You will not just accept that pizza delivered to you in the delivery boy's hand. You would want that pizza replaced, returned to you in a box. This box, Shakey's, we bought this for 11 pesos downstairs. 11 pesos. Now, how many of you know na yung laman dapat nito ang mas importante? Hello? Tama ba? But definitely, you will not accept the pizza na hindi naka-box, isn't it? Why? Because even though the box has lesser value, really, what makes the purpose of the box, what makes the box acceptable is what's in it. We are like that box. We are really nothing. We are empty. We're just a piece of paper. But when God begins to use us, when God begins to put himself in us, to put all of those flavor, how many of you know, then we can become, you know, a valuable box. Fit for service, you know, has a purpose, isn't it? Not just an empty box. The point is that, really, what matters is a willing vessel. Even if you are empty now, if you are willing, if you take this as an opportunity and accept the challenge, God can put in something of greater value. Pag may pizza na to, alam niyo kung magkano maging halaga nito? 400 pesos. 500. Right. Pero kung wala, 11 pesos. That's it. The same way, when God begins to use us, when we allow God to put in, to use us for His glory, wow. We begin to have a sense of purpose, a sense of meaning, a sense of fulfillment. Now, hindi lang tayo empty box. Now, we are box filled, okay, with opportunities to bless others, to fill the hunger of others, to become a blessing, to satisfy those who needed to be satisfied. Not the box, kasi hindi mo naman kakainin yung box at masatisfy ka, di ba? Bubuksan mo at kakainin yung pizza. Ikaw yung box, si Jesus yung pizza. And yet, you are being used so that Jesus, God, can deliver what He needs to deliver to others and bring satisfaction. You find that purpose, a sense of fulfillment in life. And I want to encourage us here tonight. Would you be a willing vessel? Because God would only need an empty box. Willing to be used. And that's what volunteerism is all about. That's what faith to serve is all about. And once we open ourselves to that, God will be glorified. God will be honored. His kingdom will advance. His purposes will be fulfilled through us. We become vessels, instruments. Amazing. Then that becomes a great accomplishment, isn't it? 1 Timothy 1 verse 17. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be glory, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. See, God is honored and glorified when we serve Him with an audacious faith. With a faith that is daring, a faith that will take risk with God, a faith that will be courageous to serve God's purpose, a faith that will be bold to use whatever gifts that God has placed in us. And it doesn't matter if you're in distress. It doesn't matter if you're in debt. It doesn't matter if you're discontented. You make yourself available for God's use. You'll be surprised. You're no longer discontented, but fulfilled. You're no longer in debt, but you are a blessing. You are no longer in distress, but you will be full of joy, full of sense of purpose in life. That is the will of God for us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for just the privilege and the opportunity, Lord God, to serve you. Thank you that today we have this opportunity. And Lord, I pray right now that you would just stir up the faith of your people. And Lord, if there's anyone here tonight that has been, Lord, experiencing distress or are in debt, Lord God, and it's really becoming a heavy burden for them. Lord, if there's anyone here, Lord God, who are feeling discontented with this life and the things that are coming their way, Lord, I just pray, let this be an opportunity to come out from that situation, Lord God, that to take whatever challenges, whatever opportunities, Lord God, and eventually, as they commit themselves to serve you and your purpose, Lord, I pray that one day they will find themselves, Lord God, no longer discontented, but fulfilled, no longer in debt, but are a blessing and have become generous, no longer distressed, but full of joy, full of hope, full of encouragement. Lord, you know every person, you know every heart. And I thank you that today we have an opportunity to hear this and to do something about it. And may this act of service bring worship and glory and honor to your name. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to one of our podcasts. We hope it blesses and inspires you to honor God and make disciples. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app for free on the iTunes Store or Google Play. If you would like to share a story of God's faithfulness in your life, please visit victory.org.ph/mystory.